Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, you know by now that we're on to November, that we're past the primaries, the Republican choice in Senate District 2, Ann Wagner and Ray Hartman tied up the Democratic nomination. But there is also a Libertarian candidate for Missouri CD2. His name is Brandon Doherty, and he reached out to me and invited him on the show. So, Brandon, welcome in. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. Good to have you on here this morning. You know, just a few minutes ago, we were talking about First Amendment rights of Donald Trump to get on X last night and talk freely for 2 hours. And some people were trying to shut him down and shut down his speech. And I know that's one of the First Amendment protections is one of the things you've got highlighted on your website.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think I think the freedom of speech is up there as one of the top two most important pieces of foundations of our society. And I think any attempts to stifle it, especially from the government, any government interference on it is an attack on the American people.
So where do you see your biggest differences between, a Republican candidate and yourself being the Libertarian candidate in this case? I mean, there's some crossover there, obviously.
Well, yeah. So I consider myself to be more of a conservative libertarian. What I would say separates me from Ann Wagner the most is that I'm not corporate funded to the tune of millions of dollars, and my voting record would show that. I think Ann Wagner, she votes to expand the FISA and spy powers. She constantly votes for consolidated appropriations bills that are filled with lobbyist pork, and she votes to expand the military empire. And I think if you look at who she's corporately funded by through her, because the FEC data is open information, you'll see that she's voting with her wallet, not her conscience.
So talk to me then about the military. Your platform is to bring every American soldier back to this country. And I think what you're saying there is you think Ann supports troops being overseas because she benefits from it somehow?
Well, I think the United States has been the last time the United States declared war was in 1942. And since then, our military has been expanded all over the world. And I do think she does, if you look, she is funded corporately by large weapons manufacturers. So do I think that could weigh in her decision to make these votes? Absolutely. Why she makes these votes, I mean, I'm not going to necessarily say exactly, but I will say that if you look at where our military has been, especially in the Middle East since the year 2001, I don't think our expansive military empire has made us any safer. And I think if you look at the way that, if you look at her voting record and in places like Syria, for example, in the between like 2015 and 2019, just for one specific example, I think that she, I think it does endanger the American people.
What's your stance on immigration? Because I'm looking at your website and it says something about increased points of entry.
So I definitely think the first thing we need to do is secure the border. Let me be clear on that. I think that basically what I believe with immigration is that it shouldn't necessarily be based on merit. It should be based on whether or not you could pass a criminal background check. Right now, our border is wide open, and I think that is a problem. I think what we need to do is secure the border and not allow criminals or drugs into this country. And we need to allow people in here who value the Constitution, who don't want to take our tax dollars, and who just want to work hard and live for the American dream.
Interesting. Support expanding legal immigration then to pass the million people a year that we already allow in legally?
So what I would say is I think that what we need to do is not allow I wouldn't do that first. So what I think what we need to do is make sure that, first of all, the people coming into this country are coming here legally and they're not criminals. And then what we need to do is get them off of our taxpayer system.
Okay.
If they're not taking any of our tax dollars and they're coming in here not committing crimes, then I don't see a reason why people who value the Constitution and want to work hard and contribute to the society would not benefit America.
Do you support deporting the illegals who are currently in our country?
If they're on our tax payroll, so if we're funding them, if we're funding their housing, if we're funding all of the social programs that are bringing them here and keeping them here without them contributing to society, then I don't think that's beneficial. The system we have in place right now is not beneficial for allowing more people into our country, because right now we don't have the place to house them. Our systems in place are draining the American taxpayer instead of benefiting the American taxpayer with immigration.
Yeah.
I think there's a possibility that immigration could benefit the American people, but the system we have right now is not that.
Well, Brandon Daugherty, Libertarian candidate for Missouri City 2, daugherty4congress.com is his website. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brandon, good to get him on here. Get a little conversation about these issues that we talk about here all the time, and a little different stance on them there by Brandon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.